Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by congratulating you, Ambassador Bencini, on your assumption of this key role. You and your team can, of course, count on the full support of my delegation. We know we are in capable hands. Let me also join others in extending a warm welcome to our new colleagues. And lastly, allow me, through the US delegation, to pass on my thanks and best wishes to Ambassador Turner. In my first 6 months in Geneva, I greatly valued and benefited from his wisdom and from his friendship. Mr. President, the last few years have been particularly difficult for disarmament and arms control. We are witnessing more conflict since the end of the Second World War. Russia's ongoing illegal invasion of Ukraine continues to challenge the norms we have held so dear and that have protected us for so long. There is no doubt that disarmament efforts are that much more complex and challenging when set against this current international context. But it is exactly these serious global tensions that make the work of this conference and the wider UN disarmament machinery ever more important. The Conference on Disarmament is and remains the world's single multilateral disarmament negotiating body, and through the years, it has made progress. I am not naive. We have not agreed a new instrument in over two decades. We have one negotiating mandate which we are not delivering. We entangle ourselves in discussions on our program of work and procedure. We are paralyzed by process, but we are here and we are talking. And the spirit with which we approached discussions on the subsidiary bodies last year offers a foundation and, as you put it, a renewed sense of purpose on which we must build. Mr. President, we support the creation of subsidiary bodies to work towards negotiating mandates on the core issues of this conference. We welcome the collective efforts of last year's presidencies to establish them. We urge members of the conference to move swiftly to commence discussions within them. You can rely on our constructive engagement and a readiness to make the incremental progress you have called for. The UK will have several priorities across the CD agenda. While we continue to believe that the current strategic context limits our ability to make meaningful progress towards a world without nuclear weapons, there is important work we can do on verification, transparency, and accountability. We must continue to build on the growing cross-regional approach to nuclear risk reduction, including through delivering on our mandate to start negotiating within the CD a fissile material cutoff treaty. We must build on the strong support of the First Committee for a comprehensive approach to delivering a more secure, safe, and sustainable outer space through both legally binding and non-legally binding tools and instruments. It is high time for us to recognize the mutually reinforcing nature of these approaches, not to pitch them in competition with each other. Our work in Subsidiary Body 3 can provide important input for the newly merged OEWG on preventing an arms race in outer space. Mr. President, my delegation places great emphasis on the spirit of inclusivity within this conference, as we do within the wider international system. It remains our principal position that all those non-member states who wish to do so should be able to participate in the work of this conference as observers. Mr. President, the UK looks forward to a productive session under your leadership and the other presidencies of this session. You can count on my delegation's full and active cooperation in your important work. We wish you, your successors in the office of president, and all of us, all success.
I thank the Ambassador of the United Kingdom for